Swiss soldiers have been guarding the Vatican for nearly 500 years. They were hired because of the reputation of Swiss soldiers, largely mercenaries in those days, as some of the toughest fighting forces around. Piers Sigmüller continues that tradition. He has impeccable military credentials. He's a colonel in the Swiss Army and has held senior positions within the police force. But he's not just a military man. After taking a degree from the philosophy faculty at Zurich University, he taught in schools and worked as a manager for the pharmaceuticals giant Sandoz. And he's clear that his new job will require him to make use of his wide experience in both civilian and military life.
The first mission is the security of the Pope and for his cardinals. But the guarantee to do this, it's that all people of the guard have confidence in his job, confidence in his chiefs.
Creating an atmosphere of trust and confidence among the guards themselves is a top priority. The guards' morale has been at rock bottom since the tragedy which claimed the life of Alois Estermann, the former head of the guards, in May. A young guard, Cédric Tournay, shot Mr. Estermann and his wife Gladys before turning the gun on himself. In a suicide note, he accused Mr. Estermann of unbearable arrogance and passing him over for promotion. But Mr. Sigmüller says his arrival and that of his deputy shortly marks a fresh start.
The tragedy is not forgotten, but I think they have new motivation to do its job.
Piers Sigmüller believes the events of last May could have happened in any organisation and doesn't think there's any basic malaise in the institution. But he hasn't ruled out reforms after an initial 100-day period of reflection. And he's keen to impress on would-be recruits the pros and cons of a job that can sound glamorous, so as to avoid any misconceptions of the tasks involved right from the start.
The job is very strong and difficult, and that's very important for future guards. We have to communicate this in Switzerland. But I think also they have the possibility to learn the Italian language and the Roman culture.
Heading the Swiss Guard will be a big challenge for Piers Sigmüller and his wife and two children, from sleepy little Kirchberg to the Eternal City. But Mr. Sigmüller says he's in for the long haul. He expects to serve in the post for at least 10 years. And why not? He has a tough task. And as we all know, even Rome wasn't built in a day.